This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Wanted to get back into the Commanders. How cautious would you be with Jaden Daniels going forward? It's been labeled week to week. We heard Dan Quinn talk about it yesterday. How do you treat him this weekend? If he starts, I feel like if they're going to put him out there, it has to be all gas, no brakes. It can't be, well, he's like 80%, so we feel like we can put him out there if we limit his running. I don't think that's what this coaching staff is all about.
No.
Like, they're going to put him out there if he's 100% full go, and that means passing and running. He's the full complement dual threat that we've seen.
So you don't think they scale back the run plays, the QB run calls a little bit?
They might, the ones between like the A gap, like you said.
Yeah.
You know.
You could scale it back a little bit, but I would agree. I mean, if you're going to play him, you got to make sure he's 100%.
Right. He's got to be full bore.
That he plays well in practice, doesn't look like he's hindered by this throwing motion or running.
I mean, if he's wincing in practice and he's grabbing his side.
If he's wincing, there's no chance.
He's done.
Just got to shelve him.
I think we're already beyond the wincing, I'll be honest with you, but just by the tone. And again, I love to speculate. I know people hate when we speculate. I love speculating. And I'm perfectly happy to be wrong, but just reading the tea leaves and him about the mom tweeting that he's fine, him looking great on the sideline, them not being specific at all about the injury, they're so vague about it when normally they'll tell you, oh yeah, he's got an ACL, MCL, and you know, at least in football they pretty much tell you the injury. They may not do it in hockey, but they certainly do in football. And it sounds like from listening to DQ, and we played it earlier, they're basically going to monitor him in practice. So he's going to practice.
But what I'd be worried about is he gets through
practice. But we don't know what practice means.
He's going to wear the non-contact.
Could be limited.
He's going to wear the non-contact jersey,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, no one's
going
to hit him, yeah.
The first hit that he takes on Sunday against the Bears, if he starts and then he's doubled over in pain, then you got to take him out.
They're not stupid, so they know. That's why I think, I'm telling you, I'm really doubling down on my speculation. He popped something, they popped it back in, and now he's literally back to
now
normal.
Now he's just painless? You're speculating there's no pain.
That it's just, they fixed him. Like, just like you do, like, your finger
know,
pops
man.
Out, they pop your finger back in.
I feel like it's my guess is, this is just a guess, that he has at least a slightly bruised rib, and there's some pain and tenderness there, and that at some point during the week, during practice, you might have a flare-up. Like on Thursday or Friday.
What you're saying is very plausible. Just have my own theory.
That's fine. Everybody
can
have
my own theory. What you're saying is very plausible. I grant you that.
Did you guys see on one of Mariota's touchdowns, they panned to Jaden Daniels on the sideline, and he put his hands straight up in the air? If you had a bad rib, I mean, you would not be able to put your arms up that high.
Right. People say bruised ribs are more painful than broken ribs.
I think it depends on what side. So if it was on his left side, I don't think
he had show hands up.
Both hands up. Both.
I was optimistic watching him on the sideline.
He should have just put his left hand up, right? Isn't that the bit left hand up?
I mean, he's probably so high on painkillers. Oh, he would even feel it when he put his arms up.
I don't think they gave him a painkiller because he wasn't coming back for that game.
Yeah, but you still give him painkillers
if he in fact had what Cake said, a bruised rib or something.
You know what they probably gave him? I've had this before. I think it's meloxicam. It's like a super high-powered, like, Advil. Definitely
that might be
that
true.
For pain.
I think they gave him a pill. They didn't give him a shot, if there's anything.
They gave him, like, a Percocet.
Everyone's rejecting
all loopy on the sideline.
All right, let me ask you this. What if he doesn't practice tomorrow?
Well, that's a big red flag.
That's a big one, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
If he doesn't practice tomorrow.
If he doesn't practice, yeah. If he even winces.
Wednesday, no, but some guys don't practice Wednesday, but
Wednesday's
they practice Thursday
day.
And Friday.
Yeah,
but that goes against
but
my
Wednesday's
theory.
The game plan. That's when he really starts the game plan.
I'd hold him out of practice until Wednesday or Thursday. Give Mariota all the reps, just in case.
It's not a bad idea.
Just in case. Just even if Jaden gets out there and he re-injures a rib or something flares up or it's uncomfortable. Heck, even if he looks bad. Like, if he's not making all of the throws that he can normally make.
Well, they'll immediately rule him out. If he can't make all the throws.
I know. That's why Mariota needs the reps. I give him as many reps as Mariota needs. I would expect Mariota might see some time. If he gets sacked in the pocket and something jars loose, immediately pull Jaden, put Mariota back in.
I was thinking your way until I saw the presser, and I just Dan Quinn showed no strain. He seemed perfectly happy. I don't know. I've just changed my.
I know you're an elite people reader.
Yeah,
but I don't think you have a grasp on Danisms yet. Like you could read immediately through Ron Rivera.
Yeah,
you could tell what was ticking him off.
Mm-hmm.
What pissed him off, what he was really saying between the lines. I don't think you can read Dan Quinn just
well, what about what his mom face? Tweeted? I'm putting all the evidence together.
Because that's mommy.
Hey, mommy.
But she would say he's fine. She immediately said he's fine. He walks out on the field, immediately gives everybody a thumbs up.
Yeah, but she could have meant he's fine as in the ribs not broken.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not.
He's fine could mean he's only going to miss a week.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not long term.
Even though she had no idea, but that's what she.
It could mean that. Everything you guys are saying are plausible. I like my instincts.
Right, if you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can do that at 800-636-1067. How do you treat Jaden Daniels going forward? How do you help him along this week to get him on the field, hopefully, to face the Bears and Caleb
Williams? Obviously the doctors have said, but if I watched that whole press conference. I listened to every question. There was nothing that indicated he wasn't going to try to practice on Wednesday. Yeah.
So my answer to the question is, how do I treat him? Listen to the doctors. Doctors say he can practice.
Doctors have obviously said he can practice.
Practice and play. Then I practice and play him.
That's
know what
they're going to do.
Ryan Clark made a good point last night about the whole Godwin injury.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this isn't Little League.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. You play.
Right.
If he can play, you play him.
100%. Well, that's what Dan said. He said it explicitly. If we can play him,
no, well, answering the question. The question 800-636-1067. If you think differently, you're gonna wrap him in bubble wrap.
I play my guys. It is a massive fart noise if it's Caleb Williams versus Marcus Mariota.
Oh, that's
405.
That's gonna suck.
Game got flexed. Game got moved. It's a huge disappointment. And I understand if he's injured and he can't take the field, he can't play. It happens. Massively.
And I also have news for the Mariota fanboys out there now.
There are still those people.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually
about three passes.
Eventually, he's going to play like the old Mariota.
Yeah.
Just look at his career.
Him to back up what he did.
Yeah.
To do that back-to-back. And I'm a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
You're delusional.
Yeah.
Right. Look at his career percentage and completion. It's not 73% like he was on Sunday.
Of course it's not.
It's low 60s.
JP, if I'm Dan Quinn at practice, I bring that big net out and I try to make Jaden hit the squares. Yeah. If he can't hit the net, something's up.
Okay.
He's gonna hit the net.
I agree with you.
He's hit the net right away. That's
deadly accurate.
That's why he gave you the thumbs up. He says he's fine. He's so fine. I've done a 180 on
him. Has anybody seen
the other reason I play him is I think we all would say there's a massive difference, even though it's just one game. Between 6-2 and 5-3. 6-2 feels like
a lot of separation.
6-2 feels like, I mean, I know that
anybody
it happened under Zorn. I know it happened under Zorn, but 6-2 feels like fait accompli. You're going to make the playoffs.
I think Norv
5-3 makes
too.
It feel, it feels like you got a battle.
I'm
true,
guessing
but,
the answer
but Philly
no.
plays in Cincy. That ain't going to be easy.
Right.
So no matter what happens
the Giants
with Washington.
I'm not going to count the Giants.
No, the Giants
anymore.
Are
They're
done.
Dead. They're dead. They're
Dallas playing is playing San Francisco, but. Look, it's simple. If he doesn't have pain, you play him. If he's got pain, you don't play him.
I think the answer is no.
It's very simple.
Has anybody seen any video of Jaden Daniels since he left Northwest Stadium Sunday night?
Has anybody run into him at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, like is there any like him out on the street?
Has anybody seen him get a Slurpee?
Has anybody seen him just doing anything?
Like Valdez or Drabby saw McLaurin.
Exactly. If anybody has any run-ins with Jaden Daniels.
I like what you're doing.
I like.
Do I get any intel out there?
Need some boots on the ground.
Anybody seen him out at One Loudon grabbing dinner or
anywhere,
something?
Anywhere. Doing anything. It could be the most mundane
thing
ever.
See him pumping gas.
Getting Slurpee and an ice pack from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he gets a Slurpee and then he puts it directly onto his rib.
I'm telling you, the other thing that made me think this is a nothing burger is they're not going to do anything extra, like, protection-wise. I mean, David Aldridge asked him. I assume he basically was like, I mean, you're obviously going to put a flak jacket on him, right? And they're like, no, we're not. No, he's got.
That's like asking Tua, are you going to put a Guardian cap on? He's like, no.
Right.
What do I care?
They're not going to do anything extra.
Already concussed.
Telling you, he's money.
But to counter Jason, what he said was, well, I asked him, if he says he's in pain, don't play him. But if he says he's okay.
Well, you'll be able to tell by what he's doing.
Well, no. I mean, I expect Jaden to say I'm fine. Like, well,
that's true,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but you'll be able to tell by the way he's practicing if he's in pain.
Yeah.
So if he's off and he can't hit the dumb net.
Here's what I want.
And I say, hey, are you okay? And he says, yes, I'm okay.
That, I just want him
to
walk.
But you can tell if he still can't hit
it. Here's the real test, Valdez. He walks out onto the practice field, and somebody just gives him a light punch to the rib. I'm not talking like a haymaker. Just give him a light nudge to the rib and see what his reaction is.
Okay.
Right? That's the easiest way to figure out if there's something wrong with his rib. If he doesn't flinch.
You're obviously joking. He's joking.
I mean, he's actually not joking.
I'm kind of joking. I'm kind of not.
Is he's not joking.
That's kind of comical.
I'm not talking about a Mike Tyson punch. I'm talking just give him one.
Just like a tap.
A quick jab.
Just like a tap.
That would be one of my battery of tests.
Hey, demonstrate.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, demonstrate on Eric. Let me see that. See this.
I don't want you to hurt my rib. Let me see what you would do.
Left side. It would just be like.
It doesn't matter what side.
It'd be like. Oh! Like that.
No!
It's
like
a tap.
That would be insanity.
Come on, that was nothing.
That would be insanity to do what he just did.
Idea.
I mean, what are you.
If he flinches.
I feel like the Flintstones or something like.
Hey, that might be on the same level. That might be on the same level as Rehab Strasburg in the majors.
No, it's not. It's not even close. Come on, I need to test the guy, because he's going to get hit a lot harder than that on the field.
Hey,
I can guarantee you that.
I stand by rehabbing in the majors. You only had a certain amount of starts, like EB with his bendovers. Why waste him in the minors?
All right, let's bang out some of these calls.
That's
why you'll never be a GM.
If the Commanders want to put me on their strength and conditioning staff, I'm available.
You'll be a trainer. Yeah.
Imagine Cakes as the trainer.
If Cakes was the last person on Earth, they wouldn't pick him as a trainer.
You're probably right.
So when Brandon Ayuk comes back from his ACL, MCL tear, you're going to kick him in the knee to see when he's ready?
No, this is EB. You're
club James's Achilles.
6 months, you got to kick him in the knee?
No, you're not listening. This test is rib specific.
Oh.
Doesn't have anything to do with the knee or the ankle.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
When did Brian Daboll become the strength and conditioning coach?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tate in
Fredericksburg. Genius is often mocked. Just remember that.
Cakes wants to punch him in the ribs to test.
Gently, I said.
Yeah.
Good morning, Junks. You have some boots on the ground here in Fredericksburg, so if I come across Jaden Daniels at a 7-Eleven, I'll make sure to hit him with a Mike Tyson body shot.
I'm going
to
guess
he's never been in Fredericksburg, but I could be wrong.
Why would he?
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead, Tate.
He won't be here. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
So I won't come across him. But, guys, I got to say he's your franchise quarterback, and it's more so about the Bears defense. The Bears defense is able to get after the quarterback. They rank 7th in QB knockdowns and 7th in QB pressures. So, and they run.
Yeah, but what if he feels great? What if he feels great? Who cares?
Well, then, I mean, if he feels great and he's 100%, then there's no question. But I mean, as a player, of course he's going to say that he can play.
They'll be able to tell by just like you saw on the sideline. He threw the ball, winced. They'll be able to tell.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
They do this every week before the game, right? An hour before the game, the guys that are kind of borderline, they go out there, they go through their little warm-up, and they see if this guy looks like he can go or not.
Sure.
They do this evaluation every day.
Cakes, I'm with you on your test.
Because
it harkens me back to high school baseball.
Getting some support.
Right. High school baseball.
A cup check?
Yeah. My coach did the cup check.
Yeah.
Threw it right.
I'm telling you.
It's totally different than having an injured, potentially an injured
rib. He didn't tap
it.
He threw the baseball.
I'm on the vanguard of medical testing over here. I don't know why you're
on top of it. You're on top of it.
All right, let's go to Mike.
If you can't take a punch to the ribs, you can't play.
Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Junks.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is the beginning of the end. you guys have an RG4 on your hands. Let's come to reality.
Why? Why do you say that?
We hope not.
I think he bailed.
Hello,
bailed.
Mike. Mike, are you there?
Why do you say that? I mean, he is a skinny guy, but I mean, if you could survive a couple years in the SEC, all those car crashes he took there, why can't he survive
those,
here?
Some of those highlights are way worse than the tackle he suffered this past weekend.
Yeah, way worse.
Some of those hits are
insane.
Well, you act
like guys don't get hurt in the SEC. They played in the SEC.
They do?
Come on.
No, of course they do. That's my point. He played 2 years in the SEC.
Tua played in the SEC. That guy can barely play now.
Oh, you're saying played SEC and yeah, then
it doesn't
get
matter
here.
What conference you're
playing. I'm just, well, it kind of does. In other words, those are like all NFL guys. Like you're playing with a bunch of NFL guys.
Right. 100%. They're all NFL guys.
A large portion. I think the guys that play
this
on the
is
field,
a different level. The NFL is a different level.
I actually
in
think
strength and speed.
Especially if he doesn't miss a game, he's proving that he can withstand this.
Cakes, is he going to play? Is he going to take a practice punch to the
I
rib
hope so.
And play?
I hope the
you're still
training staff listens.
I don't know.
I you yesterday, but I flip flop.
I think
he's going to
play.
Can
I wait till Wednesday?
Sure.
Because if he practices Wednesday and he's good, then I think he's in.
Sight unseen.
Well, but
Thursday, Friday. If he's waiting until Thursday, Friday.
If he's waiting until Thursday, Friday.
Say,
that's not a good sign.
I'm going to say coin flip.
He has to be a full participant on Wednesday. Or what if he's limited Wednesday?
If he's limited.
If he's limited, and then full by Friday, he's playing. If he gets a full practice in on Friday, he is playing on Sunday.
What if it's limited, labeled as questionable?
Probably not
I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I'm just baking it on my theory that he popped something, they popped it back in, and he's
what do you money. Pop? What do you pop?
Well, a bunch of people told me that they
what can you pop?
I don't know, like a rib?
Cartilage.
Or a rib
cartilage. I'm going to go with cartilage.
Cartilage you can pop back in?
A bunch of people told me, because I asked that question, and a bunch of people throughout the day said, yeah, it's happened to me many times. It's not a big deal.
And you can pop back in and there's no pain?
I mean, it's not a big deal, what they said.
If I punch him in the right spot, that cartilage is going to hurt.
I haven't experienced it, but that's my theory.
Okay.
All right, if you want to give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067, give us your theory if you have one on Jay Daniels' injury. How would you treat it going forward? How cautious are you with Jaden Daniels if he plays against the Bears on Sunday? We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back. Taking your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. How do you proceed with Jaden Daniels after he suffered the injury on the first drive, first play, actually, of the game against the Panthers? I believe we have a learned doctor on the line.
At least he claims he's a doc.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Cakes, you'll give him the quiz?
Well, of course. We have to check his bona fides. I mean, it's what we always do.
I also send a message when he does play. And I run him on the first play just to tell the defense.
Right.
We're going to do anything.
We're not changing anything.
I mean, maybe. I mean, they clearly
don't
care.
You need to be ready for this.
I mean, they made a point of saying that when he's cleared, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
Yep.
Go, Dr. Murphy, allegedly. Hey, Doc.
Hey.
Dr. Murphy, where did you do your undergrad?
What kind of doctor are you, first of all?
I work in the ER, so I'm an ER doctor. I take care of these injuries all the time.
All right.
Where did you do your undergrad and then your med school?
Okay. I did undergrad at University of Virginia, and I did medical school at Medical College of Virginia. They call it VCU now.
Oh, okay.
So my grandfather.
All right.
VCU's kind of nubs, but I have respect for UVA. All right.
Why are you always so skeptical of people that call in and that are doctors? Kids?
Because people lie to us.
Yeah, people lie, and it's called a bit.
Yeah.
It's called a radio.
I know. I'm just asking why you do that.
It's because people lie.
Because it's fun to do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
All right, Doc. What is your speculation?
He can have fun doing anything.
All right. Yeah.
With rib injuries, it's a bruised rib, but it doesn't predispose you to a worse injury. Like if you
Would you lose him?
Hello.
He must have gone through a bad cell. I know he's still there.
And if you get hit again,
yeah,
you're going to cause a worse injury. With a bruised rib, it's just bruised. It's not going to predispose you to like a rib fracture or
right.
you know, a separated rib or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't they say that, you know, though? Why didn't they just say he's got a bruised rib?
I don't know.
Can you pop in? Can you answer this question?
If it was a rib fracture, he'd be out.
Of course.
All right.
We all understand that.
Can you pop something back in with your ribs?
No. Sorry, that's not a thing.
Well, I had a bunch of people call in and say, or text me, tweet me and say they have like cartilage or something.
Were
I don't
they
know
doctors
what it is.
Like this doctor?
Yeah. So you can rip the cartilage that joins the rib to the sternum or the ribs to another rib, but if you rip that and you have to pop it back in, you're going to be out 6 weeks.
Okay.
You know, that's going to pop out again. That's gonna,
you're hurting my theory. You're hurting my theory.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather have it just be a bruise instead of trying to pop something back in?
I just want whatever's less pain.
Right.
Whatever's less pain. Whatever, you know, allows him to do.
What's Jaden's pain scale right now between 1 to 10? If he has a bruised rib, it's Tuesday after he injured it on Sunday.
If it's Tuesday and he's still having trouble throwing, he's kind of doubtful for this week. But I'd say only 1 week, and he should be back in. If it's just a bruised chest, like that.
What about all the talk? Quinn was basically insinuating that Jaden's ready to go. Like, he's bouncing off the walls. He's happy. He's telling him he's ready already. What do you make of that?
I think that if he's throwing and he's doing well in practice, like you said, on Thursday, then he's good to go.
Right.
Would you advocate giving him a light punch in the affected area just to see if it's healed? Yeah,
I love it.
What do you think about that?
I think that's not a bad idea, to tell you the truth. If he can take that and he does okay, he's ready for the game.
Vindicated.
Who's going to punch him?
Vindicated.
I mean, how different it is that
Emmanuel Forbes or is it going to be Tress Way?
That I don't know.
How different is it than the stupid knee test that you do, the reflex test?
I mean, that test that I've told my doctor I won't ever do again, which I hate. I think it's a little bit different.
So, Dr. Murphy, is it your gut feeling based on what you know from the media? Will he play Sunday or not?
I think there's a good chance he'll play on Sunday. But if he's still hurting, they've got to hold him out and give him one more week.
We all agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All agree with that.
Can Jaden play if he takes, like, Percocets? Because usually that makes me too loopy. I can't drive or do anything.
Yeah,
I got to stay home.
I wouldn't do that.
Nah. They would do something else. They would just give him cortisone
or something. And Mobic, you know, you're talking about meloxicam or Mobic. It's not necessarily stronger, but it lasts all day.
Gotcha.
All the others, you kind of take the medicine, and in a few hours, your pain comes back, and you're not feeling miserable. The meloxicam lasts for 24 hours, so the pain frequently, and you kind of can forget about it a little bit more. But it's not really all that much stronger.
Okay.
But if he can take something like meloxicam or, you know, something like Naprosyn that lasts for 12 hours, and he's feeling good, they could give him some of that before he went into play.
All right.
They could even give him some, you know, an injection of prednisone or lidocaine in the area and kind of numb the area up before he went out. They probably won't do that, and it's probably not a great idea, but they could do that if they really needed him.
Here's what a guy tweeted me. You can answer this, Doc. He said, you asked about ribs this morning, a rib popping out in back. It's pretty common, he says. Happened to me when I did jiu-jitsu several times. Basically, the cartilage remains inflamed. And it's just about pain management. That's what this guy.
Right. Yeah. You can pop it back in, but if you rip a rib away from your back or you rip a rib away from the sternum, it's going to be painful. And you're going to be in pain for a while. And it's going to be prone to rip back out and pop back out if
right.
you keep playing
that
on it.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And you'd want to hold him out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks for your time.
I think he's playing. I still think he's playing.
I'm leaning towards playing, but I'm kind of with Jason. I need to see how he progresses in practice.
I said he was playing all along.
If tomorrow he's a full go, he's going. He's going to play. If they hold him out tomorrow?
I have a hard time thinking he's going to be full go tomorrow. Like, if he practices, he's going to be a limited participant.
Yeah. I just wish we could see him.
I mean,
I know. Can I just watch him throw one ball?
I need to see him throw it or run.
Can I just see him throw one ball?
There's no chance he throws in front of the media.
No, I know he's not.
Because they don't want
to. That's what I'm saying. I wish he would.
They're going to play coy all week, which they should. Right? They should. Keep them guessing.
I did see him sign a kid's autograph leaving the tunnel.
Look comfortable.
Now, that's totally fine. He's right-handed, and the injury was to the left side. So it shouldn't have any... any relation.
What are your bona fides, Cakes?
Well, my bona fides, Towson State. When I went, Towson State University graduated
what is
four
it
and
now?
A half years.
What is it now?
It's Towson University.
Oh, they don't even call it Towson State anymore?
No, they said that they thought the state
made it nubs.
Just made it nubs. So they removed the state. It's now Towson University.
How do we flash this place up? Just get rid of the state.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they did.
All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Hey, love you guys' show. You've been with me for 20 years on the way to work, and I really appreciate
it. Thanks, man. Thank appreciate you,
you.
Thank you.
That's a tough call to follow because I almost entirely agree with him. And if you play lacrosse and you've damaged your ribs, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. It's basically something, especially if you're young, it's really a 1 week, maybe a 2 week thing. The thing that I think I would be concerned about is that I don't know if he's going to have the range of motion. Like when he broke it off and McLaurin went down the field against Cleveland and he threw it 60 yards, that is going to be more difficult, in my opinion, unless he does have some kind of medication or shot. I will say that I do think that we've got to get used to this. I don't see how in the world someone with his build is going to get through an entire season. You know, it's the cost of doing business with having that kind of talent. But I think we've got to be – it's going to be 1 to 2 games per season, and you just have to have a really good backup who's trained
to be
able to come.
Isn't that true, though,
up.
Of every quarterback at this point?
Just about.
Well, but, you know, I mean –
I know what you're saying. He's a slender build, and to our eyes and to sort of our common intuition, he looks more fragile than the other guys. But what you're saying happens to virtually every quarterback in the league.
I mean
– they miss a game
Anthony
or two.
Anthony Richardson is
– he's a tank.
Huge. And he's been injured so often already.
Yeah, but Josh Allen doesn't.
Josh Allen doesn't miss games.
He doesn't miss games, and he gets hit all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think kind of depends
question,
on the
question. How many folks have the number of carries? So that's something also as a multiplier in there too. Is who's going to have this type of carries in the league, and that means he's just more vulnerable.
I agree with that.
You're definitely more vulnerable, but.
I agree with that.
They've shown that if he's healthy, he's going to carry the ball 8 to 10 times every game.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, James. No problem. We do appreciate you.
I mean, Lamar's missed games, but he's played the majority of the games in his seasons.
Lamar's missed games, but the injury.
Flu and stuff, too, right?
No. Well, no. He's missed games because he got hurt in the pocket. He never got hurt running or escaping. Right. He got hurt. With JOK in Cleveland on a sack when he went out of his ankle and he got hurt in the pocket.
All quarterbacks are vulnerable in the pocket, 100% of them, right? It's unavoidable.
No, you could blow out your Achilles just backpedaling. Like well, Jameis.
What happened to Deshaun?
Or not Jameis, Deshaun.
Right. Of course. But when you run, in addition to being in the pocket, you are exposing yourself more. It's impossible to argue against it. It just is. 100% of quarterbacks all have the same vulnerability in the pocket. And then if you're a guy that gets outside of the pocket or runs up the middle all the time, as a matter of routine, you're more likely to get injured than just the quarterback that stays in the pocket.
Yeah, because you're doing that. You're doing both.
Yeah. I mean, it's just obvious.
And then you're also, if your build is slighter than a Josh Allen, you don't have that.
You would think. I agree with that.
The ability and the muscular makeup to withstand it.
You would think, but then JP brings up a guy like Anthony Richardson who's built like a tank, and he's still got all these little nicks and
because that's how hard these guys hit.
Yep,
so even bigger guys can get hurt.
But
so.
Lamar's not some tank. I mean, he'd beat my ass, but he's not built like Anthony Richardson.
No, but Lamar has been really good at knowing how to take shots and avoiding shots.
What about Kyler Murray?
Well, I mean, he had a significant knee injury.
He had an ACL tear, too.
Yeah, but it was a non-contact injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I would argue Kyler's a tank.
He's also pretty good at avoiding hits.
Yes. But did you see his touchdown
run last night?
Yeah.
Was rushing him, and he would just dive. He would just get down.
Yep.
He wasn't taking hits. He's been very good at that.
I'm looking at his injury history.
Who?
Kyler Murray's injury history. What could happen to Jaden Daniels over time, because I've seen this with some of these running quarterbacks, they do suffer hamstring injuries, which your pocket guys may not get as often.
That's true.
Because they're running.
That's another thing you can add to the list, for sure.
Make sure he's stretching. Listen, he's limber.
I completely get it. He looks butt spindly.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I'm going with, though, and Jason thinks it's stupid,
what?
But he played in the SEC, and he stayed healthy, so he's obviously got a level. He's not the most fragile guy in the world. He's already proven that. Is he a little bit more vulnerable than a Josh Allen? I would think he would be, because he's a little spindlier. But some guys, like Chippy said, some guys are injury prone, some guys aren't.
Hopefully he bounces back on the field Sunday.
I just if he's going to get hit by NFL players in numbers, he's going to get hurt. He just is. It doesn't matter if he played in the SEC or he played in the Pac-12.
But I think that's true of everyone. So I don't think that his build makes him different.
I think it does.
Be a big turd.
Slightly.
Be a big turd if he's not out there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally agree.
It might just be deflated.
Yeah. It's just boring.
Yeah, but you're still going to be all in.
I am, but trust me, when Jaden went out, I was putting during the game.
I mean,
I was just putting. You're crestfallen.
Like they're beating the brakes off the Panthers, but you have a little less joy because there's no
in the back of your mind. You're worried.
Well, it's just like Jaden can take it to the house any single play,
right?
So you're kind of glued to the TV. You don't have that.
You're missing the rest of that game.
Rex Grossman holding your nose every time Mariota drops back. That's how I felt. I know a lot of people around here think Mariota's the next thing. I don't.
If Jaden didn't get hurt, that what was that first run? 47 yards?
Or 46, 47.
He probably would have run for 150, maybe 200 yards.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he was going to have a day.
Against that defense?
If he picks up 46 on the first carry.
Yeah, he would have run for close to 200 yards.
Anytime Jaden takes a snap, it's exciting because there could be magic. Any single play.
Right, yes.
You don't have that factor with Mariota.
Correct.
Why big turd if he plays on Sunday.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but the game is still huge.
Oh, it's a big one.
Still huge.
No matter who's playing quarterback. All right, we'll talk more NFL coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join the Junks at 9:20. All right, I couldn't help but think of Valdez when I saw this next story. So for those people that don't know that much about Valdez, he's the seafood/crab king of the show. He's a big seafood guy. Like
last day of crabs was Sunday.
Okay, was unaware of that. I mean, and you're kind of infamous for going to your local Giant, and you'll buy like crab meat on the last day of its expiration date. Like you'll roll the dice a little bit. Okay, when it comes to seafood. So this story that happened yesterday in Maryland in Howard County, I immediately thought of Matt Valdez when I saw it.
Uh-oh.
Here's your headline. 46 people hospitalized after eating same meal at Maryland Seafood Distributor. This is in Jessup. It was a mass food poisoning incident that left 46 people seeking medical attention after consuming the same meal on Monday. Mm. I guess the paramedics rushed.
What was the meal? Did they say?
It doesn't say. They rushed to the NAFCO Wholesale Seafood Distributors on This is perfect for you, Valdez. Chesapeake Bay Court around 3:45 p.m. when reports came in about multiple individuals feeling unwell. They evacuated all the adults at the scene, and they all went to nearby hospitals. Now, it was not life-threatening, but
what were they all doing? Just like pooping? And
probably pooping, diarrhea.
I don't know, but they were obviously served something at this place of business, this place of work.
Case of food poisoning.
It was a massive food poisoning. I immediately thought of Valdez, who's always looking for, you know, those yellow labels, those clearance labels, the Giant, the dented crab cans. Like I felt like this could have been a Valdez type of moment.
It definitely could have.
Yeah, yeah. I like buying half-priced crab meat and freezing it.
See, I know you do.
The Venezuelan crab meat.
You might want to be careful.
I know.
Or else something like this
can
happen.
Can you notice the difference between a Venezuelan crab?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have no idea. Well, I mean, like, what's the difference?
Like, just silly jumbo lump. It tastes better. I mean, it looks spindly crab meat.
Oh, it's totally different.
The Venezuelan
different.
Crab meat looks
I mean, it's
inferior.
Like, yeah, it's not like jumbo lump. It's not
Why?
Like back fin.
Why wouldn't they have jumbo lump?
Because they probably use that for something else. Because that's the premium cut of crab meat. They're probably not putting it in the nubs container.
Oh, just, oh,
it's where it's a mix of claw meat and a mix of, you know, not back fin meat, but other meat that's in the crab.
Right.
Yeah, the jumbo lump's the silly. That's just all the back fin.
No, of course, but I would think all crab would have jumbo lump parts of it.
No, right? No, because you can buy it in different sections. It's like buying a filet versus buying
London broiler. I thought you were just buying, you would buy jumbo lump crab, Venezuelan crab too.
No. It's a hodgepodge of the Venezuelan stuff.
Okay, I've never
It's heard. A hodgepodge.
By the way, so, on a side note, my neighbor Kevin was joning on me from his backyard to mine after my steak came in last place during the Great American Steak Off.
I haven't talked enough about that. That feeling I had winning that was an amazing feeling.
Such a high.
High.
Such an endorphin rush.
It really, I'm telling you. Yeah. Because I talked trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think all guys basically know how to season a steak.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the joke, right? We all guys.
No, but it's manly. It's a manly endeavor seasoning and cooking
pursuit.
Meat.
Yeah.
And it's very caveman.
The thing that made it so good is everyone was mocking me.
Mm-hmm.
And they assumed, and I did too. You guys all had me convinced that my steak was the one that was over-seasoned when it was dopey Mike Marr and the 9 billion different things he put on his.
Oh. I predicted Mike Moore was going to win.
Oh no, I almost
it failed
I almost
miserably
when I had
it. It looked awful. It looked.
Mine was worse.
You let
barely.
Me down,
dude. That's the worst part.
So who won?
E. Bizzle, the steak king.
Sorry, bud. Damn, it's my. Hey. It might be my greatest victory.
You shouldn't have bet on Mike Moore. I think he brought in butter in a Glad bag.
He had he had margarine.
It was margarine. It was Mike Margarine.
I thought my ace up the sleeve was the skillet on the grill. I mean, I let a lot of people down, but most importantly, I feel like I left myself down.
Yeah, you did, man.
That's just
damn it.
Yeah.
I want it to be known that Cakes and Eric use timers. Myself, a real man, I eyeballed it.
Well, I used the timer as my base, but then after that, I was fingering it. And to be honest with you.
That sounds hard.
I was putting my finger on it.
Sounds terrible.
I know. I was putting my finger
Phrase it a different way.
He should have lost points because he was poking his steak with his big finger. That should knock you down a few pegs.
But his tasted the best. I'll defend EB on this. Yeah, I tasted them afterwards.
Yeah.
Right. I actually thought you got murdered.
Why?
Because out of the gates, Tailgate Ted gave Cakes' steak a 5 out of 10. All right, it was a little tough, but in terms of the taste, because I tasted them all afterwards to kind of
these guys are not experienced
confirm.
Judges. They don't know how to leave themselves wiggle
room. Cakes' steak looked like a bedwetter made it.
He hammered Cakes' steak, but Cakes' steak was so much better than Mike Marr's.
Yeah.
Mike Marr? Jason, imagine.
I got robbed.
Who
Jason,
gave Marr an 8?
I got Roger.
Jason, imagine this.
Roger was liberal.
Imagine 15 of these Corkle bottles that you have. Yeah. Full of spice and him dumping them all on a steak.
Just way
over spice. It had so much going on.
Yeah. And mine
all
lost to his.
Conflicting flavor. I think he thought, I'm just going to throw all this in there.
He asked EB for his adobo.
He's going to be tasty.
Throwing margarine.
I won't bet on Mike Moore anymore.
You're just going to throw all the flavors in there?
I mean, it was everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Jason,
you live and you learn.
Jason, they didn't let me keep my crab cake on the steak.
Well, because of course it'd be great with crab cake, but it was like, but this was about seasoning your steak.
It violated the spirit of the contest.
Yeah, I mean,
and that wasn't Venezuelan meat that I put on there. I put the big silly. I spent $50 on jumbo lump.
Jeez.
Well, you got to eat it.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, that was a big dub for your boy. Now that could tell
crowning
you how sad
achievement.
How sad my life is. That was a big dub.
Hey, look, It's a work accomplishment.
Well, I'm glad you won because you wanted to do it. It was your idea. You claim you were the best.
Be honest, by the time it came around, I didn't really want to do it.
Steakologist.
I didn't want to go out in that cold. That grill cold. Was nubs.
Was it cold?
No, it was fine. We're like sitting over 65 top degrees. Of a grill, too, by the
grill
way.
Grill was 120 degrees.
Jason, the best part of it. It's not who won. It's not the steak. It's that right in the middle of it, a dumpster came and forced them all to move. They had to cook
now,
by
in retrospect,
a huge dumpster.
I wish that trash truck had backed over me instead of me cooking a last place steak.
Right.
But I didn't have
so your neighbor killed you for the last place steak.
He was just goofy. He didn't, he's just in passing.
No.
But I mean, it's.
Has he ever had food of yours? You've never had him over and cooked on the grill?
No. Maybe my wife made them like a big ziti one time, but that's all I can think of.
I mean, he talks about this guy all the time. He's never been over.
My guy.
Never been over to hang out.
Cake's not a big hangout guy.
I'm not a big hangout guy.
He doesn't like people.
I'm not a big hangout guy.
He likes less people than I do. And that's hard for sure.
He like, but at the,
that's hard to do.
Here's the thing about Cakes. At the poker room, he all of a sudden he become freaking Bob Hope.
Yeah.
I mean,
older reference. Nice.
I mean, he's so welcoming and gregarious.
I'm an ambassador there.
Yeah.
And that's my role.
Yeah, he's the life of the
party. But he's like that here too with work, but he separates things. It's like the personal life.
Personal life. It's just he's a miserable ass.
I'm more of a hermit. Yeah. I'm more of a recluse.
Right, right.
No, hey, look, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah. It's all good.
Just the way I'm wired.
By the way, I was looking through every story to find out what the if it was bad crab or whatever. Every story just says they ate the same food.
But it's a seafood distributor. Right. It has to be some sort of seafood that sickened everybody.
Right. Did everybody have the flounder? I mean, some bad flounder?
Listen.
They're not eating ham and cheese.
It's not a restaurant, right? It's just a supplier.
Distributor.
So it's probably crab because you're not eating raw salmon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're probably not cooking anything there. They probably ate raw crab.
Is it like their mess
salad,
hall?
Though?
Huh?
Is it like their mess hall?
Maybe.
Like they're having lunch?
I'm guessing it was the employees that work there. Yeah. They're eating something. Maybe they're doing oysters. I don't know.
Could have been oysters.
Who knows?
Definitely.
Oysters do. I love oysters. But you read the occasional story about some person that donks off.
Oh, yeah.
No, you does scare me.
Yeah. No, you got to ask them. If you're at a restaurant or at a bar, you say, where'd you get the oysters? Where are they harvested from?
Right. Oh, and then what does that tell you?
I've never done that.
If you have a sophisticated palate, you know some have more brine to them than others.
That is true.
But I can't have
listings of like, this one is sweet. This one's salty.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but if the bartender can immediately say where they're from, then you know they're decent oysters.
Right.
Okay. But if they hem and haw and say, oh, let me go check, then you don't order them. That's my seafood tip of the day.
Okay. Don't go buying oysters half price today. I'd stay away from that if I were you and wake up the story. All right, we'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back. And at 9:20, we'll talk to Will Brinson from CBS Sports. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.